You are locked into Locked On Badgers. It is a signing day special on the show. My name is Asher Lowe, and I am your host right here on Locked On Badgers, the site editor at BadgersWire.com for USA Today Sports and a play-by-play broadcaster for Wisconsin Athletics and a recent Wisconsin Badger alum. Make sure you listen and follow for free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can play Locked On Badgers on your smart speakers as well. You can play Locked On Badgers by saying, play podcast, Locked On Badgers. Today, the future arrives. It is day one of the early signing period for Wisconsin's 2021 commits, for 2021 football commits at all levels of college football, signing their letters of intent today. And Wisconsin has had almost every single player already signed. We're still waiting on Marcus Allen, but his is tonight, and he will be on this show in about 5 minutes to tell you why he is signing with the University of Wisconsin, why he made the decision to decommit from Michigan. 2021 wide receiver Marcus Allen joins Locked On Badgers in just a few minutes to detail everything about his commitment, his recruitment, and his future in Madison, Wisconsin. He also will be going live on his IG, so make sure if you're listening to this before he's gone live to head over to his IG, 6 p.m. Eastern, and check out his live signing ceremony. He'll have more details on that in our interview. But first, let's start with the greatest class in Wisconsin football history. You've heard me say it many times on this show if you listen to Locked On Badgers over the last few months, over the summer. We have had a ton of Wisconsin 2021 guys on this show. We've had Deacon Payahill, Wisconsin's only quarterback in the class. We've had Darryl Peterson, TJ Bowlers, Ricardo Hallman, some studs on the defensive side of the ball, Braylon Allen, who was a top player in the state of Wisconsin in 2022 and decided to reclassify to 21 and join this best ever class at the University of Wisconsin. This group is as special as it gets. And when you talk about recruiting rankings, right, a lot of people like to say, oh, the rankings, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna prove the rankings wrong. I'm going to do that, all this stuff. And there are guys, okay, that do prove the rankings wrong. The rankings don't define a player, an individual, at all. But over time, when you're looking at recruiting rankings on 24/7 Sports, on Rivals, etc., you see that there is a pattern, right? They get it right more than they get it wrong. If you are a high four-star guy, you have a much higher chance statistically of success in college football. That doesn't boil down to the individual. There are guys that defy the odds every single year, all the time. But these modern rankings, they do matter. They do matter. And guess what? Wisconsin is as highly ranked as they have ever been in the history of modern recruiting. This is the number 16 overall class nationally, the number 3 class in the Big Ten, only trailing Ohio State and Michigan. And Wisconsin already flipped a Michigan commit. You're going to hear him talk in just a sec, Marcus Allen. So what's in this class, right? You have some of the best offensive linemen in the country. Anybody surprised? No. Nolan Rucci is the lone 5-star at the top of this class. He is already signed. He is a Wisconsin signee. His brother Hayden Rucci is a tight end at Wisconsin right now, a class of 2018 guy. But his younger brother Nolan is a force, 6'8", 295, and he does not move like most 6'8", 295 guys. He is a lot faster than most 6'8", huge linemen you will see around the country. Number 15 player nationally at any position, just overall the number 15 player in this entire class out of Warwick High School in Pennsylvania. What a get for Wisconsin. Chose the Badgers over Alabama, over Clemson, over Penn State. It was a huge, huge get for Wisconsin football. You also got one in-state guy in J.B. Benchwell and the Minnesota top player in the state of Minnesota, Riley Mallman. Both great offensive tackles in their own right. So three guys coming in that will surely shore up the Wisconsin offensive line for years to come. And you pair that with guys like Logan Brown, who's just coming into his own, a 5-star guy himself. So there's a lot of talent at that position, as there always is, it feels like, in Madison. The defense, Jim Leonard's defense, this is as good of a defensive class as Wisconsin has ever had, and it's honestly not even close, in my opinion. TJ Bowlers leads the way, a defensive end from Iowa, a guy that played both sides of the football in high school, has great hands, is fast as all heck off the ball, great, great tackler, lights people up. And speaking of lighting people up, the future safety duo of Hunter Woller and Braylon Allen in this class could bring the pain. Hunter Woller just actually moments ago signed his letter of intent to play at Wisconsin. Number two player in the state of Wisconsin, Muskego High School star, and just a hard hitter. And when you think hard hitter, you also think Braylon Allen, who, as I mentioned earlier, reclassified. We had both of those guys on the show, Braylon and Hunters. You can go back and find those interviews on the Locked On Badgers feed on Apple, Spotify. You can go back and find those. Darryl Peterson out of Ohio, a linebacker that is a guy that does so many things well on the football field. Very versatile backer. Can kind of be in that Zach Bond, do-it-all mold, I feel like, for Wisconsin in the future. The lone quarterback in the class is Deacon Hill, a guy that picked up his fourth star recently and a guy that was a little overlooked by some schools, right? Has a little chip on his shoulder. But Wisconsin did not overlook him. In fact, they did the opposite. They got to him before he ever made a high school start, before he ever made a varsity throw. He wasn't even on the varsity team when Wisconsin got to him. So the Badgers were first to get there, and Deacon Hill is an awesome addition to this class. Just a huge arm. That's the first thing you notice with Deacon. He's got size, 6'3", 230, but he can move for a guy that's 6'3", 230. Wouldn't call him a dual threat guy, but he can get out of the pocket and make things happen, keep plays alive, and of course the arm talent is what everybody was watching with him. A pair of running backs in this class, Jackson Acker, Loyal Crawford, both Wisconsin guys, along with Antoine Roberts, who is out of Tennessee. So three running backs in this class in total. One of my favorite, and a guy that I want people to note as a sleeper. You always want to know who that sleeper guy is, right? Who's going to outperform his ranking? And to me, that guy is going to be Al Ashford III. Al Ashford, who we had on this show breaking down his shocking commitment to Wisconsin. This was a guy that committed to the Badgers, and his parents didn't even know he was committing to Wisconsin. Nobody had Wisconsin even on his radar. There was not a single crystal ball, which is like the predictive system for the recruiting sites on 24/7 Sports, and then Rivals has their future cast thing. Neither site had any expert saying Al Ashford was going to end up as a Badger. It was all done, as Al Ashford said, in silence. He moved in silence, and he is a Badger. And his story is interesting because he grew. He was 5'6 a couple years ago as a sophomore in high school, and he grew 7 inches almost to nearly 6'2 as a corner. A 6'2 corner is very different than a 5'7 corner, I'll tell you that right now. And Al Ashford is one of those Anthony Davis type stories where he had the late growth spurt and it really bolstered his recruiting, but not as much as maybe you might think. I think he should be a higher rated guy than he is, so I'm excited to get him. Also, just so smart listening to him talk and having him come on the show. Just such a smart, thoughtful guy. So I'm really excited to see him as a Badger both on and off the field. This is an awesome class of 21 guys. 21 guys have signed their letter of intent, according to 24/7 Sports. It is now official that every single guy in this Wisconsin class, all 21, have signed their letter. Get excited. The future of Wisconsin football is here, and Marcus Allen, a piece of that future, the top wide receiver in this class, is also here in just a sec. First, today's episode is brought to you by Coors Light, the beer that is made to chill, and you're going to need some beer that is made to chill on Saturday, because what a day. We start the day with Wisconsin basketball, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central against Louisville. You move to Wisconsin football against Minnesota at 3, the Packers at night. It's a triple header of Wisconsin sports, and the beer that you need to have in your hand during those games is Coors Light, the beer that is made to chill in Golden, Colorado, brewed at Coors Brewing Company. It is as cold as the Rockies, and you can order it right now online at get.coorslight.com, have it shipped directly to your house. Get.coorslight.com, the beer that is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly on Saturday when Wisconsin sports has a big, big day. Today's episode also brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game with new holiday flavors. Built Bar, get the variety pack because there's so many flavors to try. And the best part about Built Bar is that you feel like you're eating a candy bar. Then you check the back of the package, you look at those nutrition facts. Most of these bars have around 130 to 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, 4 grams of sugar in basically every single bar. They're nut-free, allergy-free. They are the solution to your protein needs with taste, with nutrition, everything included in Built Bar with some of the best flavors in the game. Candy cane brownie, mint brownie, all the brownies, salted caramel, orange, cherry barcia, caramel brownie. Just get the brownie variety. Is that even a thing? The brownie variety pack? That's what I would do. Candy cane brownie, mint brownie, caramel brownie. They've sent us a bunch of their product, and I can tell you firsthand, it is fantastic. My favorite flavor being banana nut bread, which I'm not sure is in stock right now. So if I wasn't going to go banana nut bread, I'd go cherry barcia, caramel brownie, or the new candy cane brownie. BuiltBar.com. Use the code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, $20 off your next order at BuiltBar.com with the code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. Here is Marcus Allen, class of 2021. I can now say signee, but when we recorded this, he was technically still a commit. Here is Marcus Allen, decommitted from Michigan, went to Wisconsin. Here's why. Joining me on early signing day, day one, on the Locked On Badgers podcast is Wisconsin's highest rated offensive skill position player in the class of 2021, according to 24/7 Sports, 6'2 wide receiver out of Clayton, Ohio, Marcus Allen, one of the newest Wisconsin commits in this class and a guy that decommitted from Michigan. We're going to get into all of that stuff. Marcus, welcome to Locked On Badgers.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on here.
So I've had a bunch of the 2021 guys on over the last few months based on when you guys committed. And the first question I'll always start with, which I'm sure you've gotten this question a bunch in the last month, why Wisconsin?
Yeah. Why Wisconsin? Wisconsin, you know, ever since I visited back right before March, before COVID hit and closed everything down, Wisconsin felt like a family. And, you know, like when I first came on my visit, I like the atmosphere. I like Madison just as a town in general. I like the campus and the coaches, you know, they welcomed me in and I didn't feel just like a recruit. I feel like they really wanted me and I was a top guy. And I feel like that ever since.
So reading a little bit about your high school career in the state of Ohio and at Northmont High School, you guys had some crazy wins, it sounded like, this past year, some crazy comebacks and whatnot. And you were kind of a guy that not only made some big plays, but a guy that really hyped up the energy on the sidelines and kept spirits up, according to your coaches and stuff they said about you this year and last year and just over the last few years of your high school career. What has it been like to be a Northmont High School player?
It's been good. And, you know, like, because I transferred here from a little smaller school and you know, like, it's Division I football in Ohio, and it's a lot of priority, you know what I mean? And especially with COVID, we had an advantage to actually focus on football more and more and more with being, like, at home, virtual, doing stuff. And being – just playing at Northmont, it's a blessing, you know what I mean? The coaches get you prepared for college. We've had 7 guys go D1 in the last, like, 2 or 3 years, big schools, mainly in the Big Ten also. So, I mean, our coaches, they know what they're doing. Some came from colleges, and they just get you prepared for life after football and college.
So one thing I've heard from a ton of 2021 guys on this show is how close this class already is before you guys step foot on campus, before you guys even sign. And this will be out tomorrow, or when I say tomorrow, recording this Tuesday night. So it'll be out probably after you've signed. So we don't have to keep using that anymore. You guys will have signed. A lot of you guys will have signed at least by the time this is out. But this class has a really strong bond, and a lot of guys have used the word family already to describe this group. Have you felt that, even though you've only been in the class for about a month?
Yeah, I felt it instantly. Because, like, me and Deacon and me and Daryl Peterson, you know, we were talking way before I even committed, and they just kept telling me, like, are you coming on board? Are you coming on board? And, you know, stuff like that, you know, that makes me want to interact with you more, you know, like not just the coaches want me, but the players also. And then, like, ever since I joined, it's been a family atmosphere. Like, we talk about any and everything in the group chat. If anybody needs help, we're there for each other. If we got a question, we're there for each other. So, I mean, this class of 2021 is coming different. And not only that, like, our bond is going to be tremendously good and even better as we start moving into, like, getting on campus and letting the early enrollees come in and everything.
With playing with a guy like Deacon in the future, playing with Skylar Bell, who I've seen you talking a lot with on social media, the other highly rated wide receiver in this Wisconsin class, What excites you about getting on the field with those guys?
Deacon, you know, Deacon, what I like about Deacon is he has that edge. He has that chip on his shoulder, you know, of being overlooked in the recruiting process, not being one of the highest names out there in the nation, but he is there to prove it. And at the end of the day, like, he's going to get the job done, and he's willing to do it, and he's willing to be a team player. And then Skyler, what I like about Skyler is Skyler, he's just a dog. He has a dog mentality. And, you know, like Coach Whitted, he even said before, like, I committed, he was like, you and Skyler, y'all can come in and be dogs. And me and Skyler, like, the things we talk about, we're on the same mission, we're on the same goal, to become some of the best receivers in the nation, not just at Wisconsin, to take Wisconsin to a national championship, because they're almost there. You know, every year they're pushing the edge. So, I mean, like, just us three, we all been on the same page, and we've been talking and communicating, and we're ready to get started and get in the playbook and take Wisconsin as far as we can go with them.
Back to you and your career. How would you describe your game right now, coming in to Madison next year for Badger fans?
I would describe my game, honestly, I would just say a threat. Like, I'm a threat anywhere. You can give me the ball in the short. On a short route or anything, and I can take it for almost more than 20 yards. And that's what you see, like, on my highlight tape. Then I can be a red zone threat also. I'm not scared to go up and go get the football. I'm gonna attack the football while it's in the air. And then if I'm in open field, I can make one man miss, make two men miss, and get up through with my speed and use my speed to my ability. And, you know, like, me being a big body receiver, 6'2", 205 right now, I'm bigger than a lot of receivers, and at that, I try to use my body and I try to use my size against all the DBs and the defenses I go against. So I'm a pretty physical guy, and that's going to get even way better at Michigan, at Wisconsin. That's going to get even way sharper and
You're
everything. My fault.
used to that, I guess, a little bit for a sec there. You were used to talking about
Yeah.
media, huh?
Yeah, but at Wisconsin, that's going to get better, and you know, the sky's the limit.
Speaking of Michigan, your decision to decommit, just gonna let you speak on that a little bit. Why did you commit to the Wolverines in the first place? Why'd you decommit? And what was that process like for you?
You know, like, before COVID and everything came, I was supposed to take a visit to Michigan and go see the campus and everything. And then COVID hit, and you know, like, during that time, that's when communication, virtual visits, Zoom meetings, stuff like that had to go on. You know what I mean? And I was doing a lot of that stuff with Michigan, a lot and a lot more often than I thought as a recruit would do with any school. And you know, I felt like the love was there at first and everything, but then it kind of faded, you know, through me being committed. And I just felt like at the end of the day, like, that just wasn't it for me. You know, it kind of felt off being. So I chose to decommit, me and my family. We had a deep, long drought out discussion about decommitting, and I talked to the coaches and everything, and I wish nothing the best for Michigan, but at the end of the day, I have to do what I have to do, and I got to put myself in the best position for my future. And I just felt like Wisconsin was that next school, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
yeah, that's why I decommitted and then, you know, committed to Wisconsin.
And committing to a guy like Coach Whitted, Wisconsin's new wide receivers coach, he was in his first year this year, and obviously hard to be in your first year given all the stuff that he had to deal with basically every player out on the roster, it felt like at times at the wide receiver position. But he did do a fantastic job recruiting guys like you and Skyler. What was it about Coach Whitted, the NFL experience, getting guys to the league? What stood out to you with him?
Coach Whitted, you know, his bananas in his pudding, that's what I say. That's what your family say. His bananas in his pudding. And we say that a lot because the stuff that he has done in his past and that he has shown you, he's not afraid to show you what he has done and what he can do. You know what I mean? By getting players to the league, by helping out dudes from Colorado State, getting them notice on the NFL watch and all this other stuff. And the stuff that he brung from Green Bay to Wisconsin and things like that tells a lot about a coach. You know, a coach, they don't like to toot their horn, but Coach Whitted, like, he can show, he's not scared to show you anything that you want to know. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, like, as I took it as like a man, like you gave me a chance to come to your university and play, you know what I mean? And you, with you, him being new, I gotta believe in him. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna believe him, and I'm gonna believe in what he has done and what he has said, and I'm gonna use that to my knowledge to go in and, you know what I mean, be that next guy. And Coach Whitted, I mean, he's real down to earth. I mean, he's a real good coach. And I mean, yeah, it's a tough year this year, but you know, he went in with guys like you said that he didn't know and everything, which is kind of hard to do as a coach. And him recruiting me and Skylar, I mean, we're actually his first recruits that he could say he recruited to Wisconsin. So now it's time to, you know, buckle up and see where that goes.
Right, I mean, you guys are his guys. It's a different thing for sure, and
Yeah.
it's awesome to see him bringing in two really talented players, yourself and Skyler. We can't wait to see you guys on the field. Have you been to Madison, Wisconsin? I doubt it, right? With everything that's going on.
I did. I did. I actually came when the basketball team, the boys basketball team, played Minnesota. I forgot what month it was,
Yeah, near the end of the
but
year last year.
yeah, I
That was a
came
great
and
game.
it was pretty cool, honestly, because like the gym was packed and everything. I just seen how much that Madtown supports Wisconsin sports, you know what I mean? And it's a great feeling. It's a great campus. Great people. Great food at that, you know what I mean? But I really liked it, you know. And then especially that was my first time meeting Coach Chris, besides on the phone, and actually coming and seeing Saeed and seeing Coach Rudolph like on campus around their players and everything. I really liked that. So yeah.
What'd you eat in Madison? What stuck out? What stuck out to you?
I actually I went to Hugh Hot's Mongolian Grill, actually. I went there, and then I went to the mall. There was this ice—I forgot what the ice cream place is called, but we don't have it in
Babcock?
Ohio. I think so. Yeah, I went in there, went to the mall, tried some different stuff. But that's mainly it, really.
Best ice cream, yeah. Best ice cream in maybe in the U.S. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm from L.A., so I'm not. I came out there, and that, yeah, the ice cream changed my life for sure. They got like their own big
Yeah.
dairy that they make on campus. All right, enough about ice cream. Back to football, real quick, before we close it out. What are your signing day plans tomorrow?
signing day plans. So I gotta go to my friends at Forest signing to South Dakota State, Kay Rice, the quarterback from Northmont. And then after that, I'm signing at Enhance U at 6 p.m. I'll be going live on my Instagram, at I am Marcus, and with the A's, that's going to be a 3. So IAMM3RKUS, and then I'm going on live there probably about like 5:50 Eastern time zone, and then I'm gonna go on there, and my family's gonna be with me, and we're signing at this facility I train at called Enhance U, and I'm signing with Rod Moore, Michigan commit also. So I mean, it's gonna be pretty dope, you know, because both of us came through the recruit process together. We started out from nothing and came together and grew more like brothers now. And just seeing him go to the next level and him seeing me go to the next level, you know, that's a heartfelt moment, you know, both making it out of the same town, playing high school ball together. So I mean, emotions are gonna be high, you know, just seeing how far you came and you actually did it now. Now it's time to actually go to the university and put all the work that you've done, put it on the big stage. So I'm pretty excited.
Huge congratulations to you, just from me, and I'm sure the Badger community echoes that. I'm sure you've heard from them over the last month, but just a huge congratulations
Yeah.
on making it to this level. Yeah, it's a crazy fan base, as I'm sure you found out already.
Yeah, I like the fan base though.
Oh yeah, the best fan base in the world. But you probably got some DMs, you got some your Twitter mentions are blowing up and whatever. But I'm
Yeah.
sure you'll have a bunch of guys watching that live stream, a bunch of Badger fans watching the live stream tomorrow. Last question before we leave you on Locked On Badgers. Your goals for your time in Madison, what's a successful Wisconsin career for you, both on and off the field?
Successful. First, let me start out going undefeated against Iowa and Minnesota. First off, beating the rivalry teams, it can't get better than that. Every year you're there, then at least get into two natties, and if so, all 3 or 4 years while I'm there, getting a 3, you know, just coming with the chip on your shoulder, like we said, and changing and setting a standard, as Wisconsin football always we put it as setting a standard with the class of 2021. Being well, next year I want to try to be a Big Ten Freshman Offensive Player of the Year, and then I want to be in the running for the Biletnikoff Award also, and actually be a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award. So that will create my best career at Wisconsin and create my best career in college football. So that's all I want to do right now.
Hey, just get it done. Can't wait to see you and Madison and the rest of the class of 2021. It's a stacked class, and we're glad you're a part of it here in Wisconsin.
Thank you. I appreciate Wisconsin. I appreciate all the fans and Madison also.
Marcus Allen tomorrow on his IG live committing to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the greatest university in all the world. Marcus, one more time, you want to shout out when you're doing that and the IG?
I'm doing that at 6 p.m. Eastern time zone. I'm doing that on my Instagram at I am Marcus, IAMM3RKUS on Instagram Live at 6 o'clock.